Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Tulane Green Wave Pro Day today. Gary Smith joining us now, does a great job covering the Tulane Green Wave for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate and publisher of the wavereport.com. Gary, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm actually at the Tulane-Jackson State baseball game. Tulane up 5-3 in the third inning. It's going to be a long one.
Nice.
Gary, with that being said, Tulane is disappointing me this baseball season.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a fair assessment?
It's a very fair assessment. This is a team that went to Starkville and beat Mississippi State on a Friday, was beating Mississippi State in the ninth inning on Saturday and Sunday, couldn't hold on to those games. I don't know if it's totally related, but they haven't been the same team since then. It's a team that they're good in all departments and they're bad in all departments, and the badness outweighs the goodness most days. It's different areas that fall apart for them each day. But they thought they were going to a regional this year, and obviously when you're 10-12, basically they're going to have to win the American Athletic Conference in the regular season to have a chance to get into the postseason now.
Gary, we've had Coach Jewett on the show several times, and I think there's no reason why a program like LSU can't. Standard for them should be, hey, they should make an NCAA baseball tournament almost every year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Almost, it's the private school situation where scholarships in baseball are partial rides. So when Tulane's competing against other schools, they're asking guys to pay a lot more money than other schools are. But it's certainly a program that should make the regionals fairly consistently, and this is a program that has not made a regional since David Pierce's last year in 2016 before he went to Texas. So yeah, no, nobody's happy right now. They have the pitching depth to turn it around in four game weekend series. That's going to help them in the conference for the rest of the year, but they're going to have to play a hell of a lot better than they played to this point.
Getting back to college football, and in particular, yep, Tulane Green Wave, their pro day today. Who stood out? Who had a good showing?
Well,
who answered some questions that they maybe needed to?
Yeah. Well, the two guys that are going to get drafted, one for sure, Cam Sample. He's probably he's been kind of listed usually as a fourth round pick. And Patrick Johnson, who's listed later round, some have said maybe free agent, but probably late round. They both helped themselves today. You never know how this stuff works, because sometimes it seems like guys go up and down and you can't even figure out what the reason is, but they both turned in good performances. Patrick Johnson, who weighed in at 240 pounds, ran a 4.5940. That's pretty good speed there for a defensive end. And one unofficial timer even had him at 4.53. And he also had a standing broad jump of 9 feet and 11 inches. He's a really athletic dude. That's why he's Tulane's all-time sacks leader. And he probably got himself into the draft with that performance today. Cam Sample, he had an unbelievable Senior Bowl in January. You should call up the video, the YouTube video of him in the one-on-one drills in practice, where he was just going by SEC offensive linemen in the one-on-one drills like they weren't even there. That helped him a lot. He had a terrific all-around year as both a run stopper and a pass rusher. He had a pretty good day today, too. He had a vertical leap. Again, this is a guy who weighs 267 pounds. He had a vertical leap of 37 inches. He also did 23 reps at 225 pounds on the bench press. They both, I talked to both of them afterwards. They both felt like they had really good days, and they both feel like they helped themselves. You never know in the draft, but it seemed like it was a good day for both of them.
Now, when you talk to Coach Fritz and where they're at in spring ball and obviously going forward, obviously you want to win the conference, and where do you think they're at? I mean, is it like, okay, we competing? Are we right there? Because I think Tulane University, they have confidence in Coach Fritz, but where do you think they're at?
look, they've been on the 6-6 treadmill the last 3 years, which is a hell of a lot better than they were in the time before that, but that's not where they want to be. You're right. They want to be competing for a conference title. And let's face it, two of the last 3 years while going to bowl games, they've gone 3-5 in conference play. So they've got to get better than that. I don't know right now. I mean, I like some of the stuff I'm seeing in the spring. They've got a, you know, they've got a terrific quarterback situation coming back right now.
Right.
Their defense is the part that a lot of people on the outside are be concerned about, because they lost Patrick Johnson and they lost Cam Sample, and those guys don't grow on trees.
But what about the secondary?
That's what I'm getting to. The secondary, look. Willie Fritz, he got rid of his defensive coordinator at the end of the year. Jack Curtis, who'd been with him since the beginning of his days at Georgia Southern, he recognized that what happened last year wasn't going to work, that the team just didn't have much confidence. They brought in Chris Hampton, who worked with the secondary up until last year, and they were not anywhere near as bad in previous years as they were last year. And they think that's going to make the difference. They also brought in a grad transfer from Kansas State, Lance Robinson, from a local kid who could help them there. But mainly, look, they would have done better than 6-6 last year if they hadn't had two just completely inexplicable losses when they were up 24-0 on a horrible Navy team at halftime and lost, and were up 14-0 midway through the fourth quarter against Tulsa's third string quarterback. Gave up a Hail Mary on the last play of regulation. That's why they had to change coordinators, and they feel like they'll be better defensively even without Cam Sample and Patrick Johnson. It's kind of wait and see on that.
Gary Smith covering Tulane, the Green Wave, the beat report for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate and publisher of thewavereport.com. Gary, so what's some of the buzz about Who could go higher than projected? Is it Sample? Is it a guy like that?
Yeah, Sample's
could
the
go
one.
Higher?
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Johnson just isn't big enough. I mean, he's a 240-pound guy. He was an excellent player at Tulane, but nobody's going to pull the trigger on him real high. He probably helped himself today to get into those later rounds for sure. But Cam Sample, he didn't. He was named the defensive MVP at the Senior Bowl. He's a big guy. He moves well. He'd never been much of a pass rusher, and he changed that this year. He had 6 sacks. The analysts see him basically as he's going to be a defensive end in a 4-3 defense. That's where he's going to end up. He was asked today about maybe, you know, Tulane hadn't had a guy go on the second day of the draft in many years. And I don't think he can get up to the third round. I think I do think he can go in the fourth round and maybe fairly high in the fourth round. He's just a solid all around player. And he's starting to show the measurables that the NFL needs to see to pick him.
Gary Smith, Tulane beat reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of TheWaveReport.com. Gary, thanks, man. Always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Gary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.